Lanty called the game for WAER, and he's kind enough to join us here on the Double Overtime. Eric, how are you?
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing great. Congrats on the call today, and let's get right into it. That obviously the story of this game is Syracuse's turnaround in that first half, going from down 18 to ultimately winning by 16. What did Coach Bayham have to say about any specific adjustments he made that attributed to that run?
Well, he talked about for a while Villanova was just making shots. This wasn't so much a case of Syracuse playing bad defense and Villanova playing bad defense. If you look at the numbers, Syracuse came out shooting 1 of 7. Villanova knocked down 5 of their first 6. Then, you know, Bell started to slow down a little bit. Syracuse got back into it. Syracuse starts shooting the lights out of the place, and Villanova can't shoot the ball into the ocean. So it was kind of a game where Syracuse making a ton of shots on that run, and Villanova not making shots anymore is kind of what sparked it.
Tyler Ennis, another fantastic performance from today. What did Coach Bam and Tyler Ennis have to say about his great performance once again in this game? 20 points and 2 assists in this game, but once again, Tyler Ennis has just been incredible for this team.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and Coach Boeheim spoke to that as well. Like you said, both Ennis and Cooney in the play of the backcourt all year long, and with Ennis, he seems to be able to play the style of game that Syracuse needs, whether it's to put up 9 assists and to feed Fair and Cooney the ball, or in a game like this where they really need him to score, he's able to score effectively. And one thing Coach Boeheim talked about specifically was he had Benajie in there for a while, and he said Mike wasn't playing bad, but the reason he put Cooney back in is when he put Cooney in, the defense tends to go towards Cooney, and then that gives Ennis an open lane to drive down the alleys and get to the basket. That was huge, and when those two guards are working, when the defense has to gravitate towards Cooney, it really helps Ennis play well like he did tonight.
Now, Eric, have to ask about this one. Didn't see Daywon Coleman in that second half. Not sure if it was an injury or under injury.
It was an injury.
It was,
guys.
Okay.
It was an injury. Coach Boeheim said that his foot was bothering him a little bit and didn't want to push it in a game like this. And against Villanova, which is a small, fast team, they don't have one guy over 6'8", I should say, that two centers that Syracuse plays sometimes doesn't really help. So either Rock or Coleman, and that he didn't want to push Daywon. So that was definitely an injury.
Joined right now on the Double Overtime by WAER's own Eric Lanty, who had the call in the dome tonight for WAER. Now, Eric, even with Coleman's absence, I should say, Syracuse really dominated down low, which I'm sure Coach Boeheim must have loved. What did the coach or any of the players have to say about the way they really forced their will inside against the Wildcats?
No, you're right, they did, and it's what we just talked about, Villanova being a small team. And I think most impressively, you looked at the numbers when Villanova started. They started the game up 7-2 or 8-2, I don't remember exactly, on rebounds. And then, from then on, Syracuse ended up out-rebounding Villanova, as I look at my sheet in front of me, by 5. So, you know, a huge for Syracuse against a team like Villanova, which is 7-plus rebound margin they average, which is second in the Big East. Really, really impressive for Syracuse as a zone team to be able to out-rebound Nova by about 10 during that stretch.
C.J. Fair with another great performance, 17 points in today's game. Fair looked a little bit rattled in the first half. What did Fair have to say about Villanova's defense to start off the game?
I don't know if it was rattled for C.J. I think it was more that everyone just kind of got off to a bad start. No one was really making shots, and then eventually settled in, started making their shots. And this was almost a quiet 17 for C.J. He didn't really realize it. You look up at the board, he's got 17 just like Cooney and Ennis. Sometimes his buckets aren't as big because there's just these sweet jumpers. But you know, impressive stuff from Fair as always, and able to attack the Villanova defense once Villanova stopped making some shots.
Syracuse, great from the free throw line today, almost 83%. What did Bam have to say about his boys finally make it from the charity stripe?
Well, the exact line Coach Boeheim said is when they foul the right guys, Syracuse can be a good free throw shooting team. But in all seriousness, you're right, it was big. You know, Fair is always good at the line, and Jeremy Grant, one guy who shoots 66%, from the line was really good again today. That's two games in a row now where he was 6-6 against High Point with 7 or 8 or whatever he finished today shooting from the line. As I look quickly at whatever it was, he has 7 of 8 from the line. So that's big for him and a confidence thing too. If he can get up to 75% free throw shooter, he's going to be so much more of an attractive prospect and so much bigger for Syracuse.
Eric, most of the action that we've been discussing so far in the show happened in that first half, no kidding. But one play that was of note in that second half was the flagrant one called on Jeremy Grant. which at the time drew the ire of not only the fans in the Carrier Dome, but it appeared Jim Boeheim as well. Did he have anything to say about that call in the postgame?
He didn't mention anything about it postgame. From where I was sitting, I couldn't see it. It was on the opposite side, and I couldn't get a good enough look at the CBS monitors to see what the call was. But a couple people I talked to after the game in the Dome heard some say it was a bad call and some say it probably was the right call. But, you know, Coach Boeheim did not mention anything about it in his postgame press conference.
Boeheim talked a lot about, especially after the St. John's game, about a change in the offense for this team, getting the ball on the inside. And you saw that the offense changed a little bit with Tyler Ennis moving into the inside, Trevor Cooney not taking just three-pointers, moving in for some jump shots. What did Boeheim have to say about the offense today, and what did he say about it moving forward?
Well, he said the offense was really good, as it's been, and you have to be happy with the way the offense played. And, you know, he talked about once they were able to settle in against Nova, no fear on that big run, just were able to settle down, start making shots, and that was really big for them to settle into the zone and be really effective.
Now, obviously, such a big topic for any Syracuse season is the fact that teams they play early on, sometimes people criticize them, but not only was Syracuse playing an old-time rival today, but the number 8 team in the country. Thoughts from Jim Boeheim or any of the players about playing such a good and familiar team early on in the season?
Well, it's a big win, and I think they all talked about how big a win it really was. And, you know, Coach Boeheim talked about it. It was a tough, physical game. After Syracuse went on that run, it really turned into your old-style, tough, rugged, hard-nosed Big East basketball game that we all are so used to and know and love. And I think that was something that, you know, was certainly evident. The familiarity was certainly there. But, you know, when you really look at this, after that run, Syracuse outscored them 71-35 or whatever the run was exactly at the end of the game. I mean, just huge production from Syracuse. You shouldn't be blowing out the number 8 team in the country like that for a 30-minute stretch. So I think just a ton of credit to Syracuse after the 10-minute mark, settling in, 35-point turnaround to get this game back.
WAER's own Eric Galanti helping us out with the report today. He had the call inside the Carrier Dome. Well, Eric, I know you have a long trip ahead of you back, so we'll let you go after this one. Any news, notes, and nuggets, anything peculiar that you picked up on from your broadcast today or after the postgame?
Peculiar? I wouldn't say peculiar. Just
anything of note, interesting, noteworthy?
No, I think you just have to credit Syracuse. There was no fear on the sideline during that run. This team was out. Boeheim was shuffling guys in and out. He'd make a sub every 15 seconds, trying to find a 5 that worked. Roberson was in the game when they finally clawed it from 25-7 to maybe 25-14 to spark the run. No fear, Coach Boeheim settling his team down like he's done so many times over the last 38 years, and then they're able to get the starters back in, know how good they can be, and they were able to execute and get back in the game.
WAER's own Eric Galanti. Eric, safe trip back, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.